This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. We are supposed to be taking the name of Allah before we do most things. Anything important, you have to say Bismillah. Before you eat, you need to thank Allah for the fact that He gave you the food and the drink. So we say Bismillah in the name of Allah. Because Allah gave me life, I'm on earth because of Allah, and I'm going to go back to Allah one day when Allah decides to take me away. And right now, He's given me air to breathe. I'm breathing. I need to thank Allah, and I need to make sure that I praise Him. I'm thankful to Him. Before I eat, I say, in the name of Allah. And when I'm done eating and drinking, I have to learn what to say. I say, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Alladhi at'amani wa saqani. Oh, you can say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana min al-muslimin. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us food and He gave us drink and He made us from among the Muslims, from among the submitters. So it's important to say this. Before you go into the loo, you need to say something. What do you want to say? You seek Allah's protection from harmful things. So you say, A'udhu billahi min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. You come out of the toilet, you say, Ghufranak. You're thanking Allah because you relieved yourself. Some people, they can't go to the loo. And some people, they're not well, they're sick. So that's why they have constipation or their stomachs begin to ache and so on. So you need to thank Allah for everything. When you're wearing your clothes, you say Bismillah. When you're entering the bathroom, for example, you want to have a shower, you say Bismillah before you go to the shower. And so remember this. It's very important to take the name of Allah because He's given us everything and we don't want it to be snatched away from us. We want Him to protect it and we want to have more as time passes. And for this reason, it's very important for us to relate it to Allah, to say, oh Allah, you gave this to me. Now someone might say, well, you know, my daddy got it, my mommy got it. So where does Allah come in? Well, Allah gave your mom or your dad. And if your dad is working somewhere, then Allah gave the people who they worked for. And when they came on earth, they came with nothing. When you came on earth, you came with nothing. Your parents had to clothe you and give you drink and food because Allah gave them and they had to do it for you. So thank Allah for that. And that's why we say everything came from Allah. Even when you're at school and you want to do something important, it's an examination, you say Bismillah. You know, when you leave your home, you say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi. In the name of Allah, I lay my trust in Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power nor might except that of Allah. Al-Ali al-Azim. You know, the All High, the Greatest. Why do I have to say that when I'm leaving my house? Because I'm not going to be at home. I don't know what's happening at home. And I want Allah to take care of my belongings and my home and my loved ones whom I'm leaving behind when I'm out of the house. That's why I must make that dua. When you jump in the car, you're going on a journey, or you're just traveling anywhere, you can first say the dua for leaving the house, like I just said, and then you can say, Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha, inna rabbi laghafurur rahim. You know, you're asking Allah to help you in your car and to protect you. And you're saying that, oh Allah, in your name, you know, we start our journey and we end our journey. And you are most forgiving, most merciful. There is another dua. Do you know the other dua when you're traveling in a car or when you're traveling anywhere, whether it's a plane or a ship or on an animal? You say, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. A beautiful dua. I want you to learn that dua and I want you to learn its meaning and I want you to use it when you're in the car. Before anything, you can say that dua. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. A lovely dua, right? I remember flying on some airplanes and if it's an airline belonging to perhaps some Muslims, a lot of the times they have that dua, they have that supplication that they play on the plane. And you know how it sounds. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha. It's amazing. When I was a kid, I used to enjoy listening to it. Hey, listen. And we used to try and imitate it. وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. That's what we used to do when we were kids. So it was lovely memories. I hope that what I've said is beneficial. Inshallah, don't forget to take the name of Allah and don't be lazy for that. And Allah's given us everything we have, so we thank Him for it. Until we meet again, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.